This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA. HeritageFoodsUSA.com.
Got a meat question? Ask the meat man.
My name is Louis Fantasma. I'm the plant manager here at Paradise Locker Meats. We're a family-owned small butcher shop here in Trimble, Missouri. Been in the business for 25 years, and I'm the meat man.
All right, it's that time again. It is the Ask the Meat Man segment on Heritage Radio Network. And as always, I am joined by my pal Lou Fantasma from Paradise Locker Meats. How's it going, man?
Going pretty good, Jack.
Well, I think you may know this, but the listeners don't. Today's episode is all about ham. We've got ham on the mind here at Heritage. We had a great artisanal ham tasting a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, man, really cool. We got a chance to taste some pretty incredible stuff blindly, and we've got ham on the mind, so I figured who better to call than you, the meat man.
Great.
So I want to start off here. We've got a few questions that were submitted to us throughout the week, and the first one here is, what's the purpose of curing, and what can be cured?
Basically, curing is just a form of preservation that dates back to the ancient Chinese and Greek times. It was what people did to preserve meat before refrigeration. So nowadays, you know, we still do the old forms of curing that are the time-honored, you know, salt, you know, cold smoke and age methods that still make the prosciutto and stuff that we eat today. And then we also do the method of curing that's a little faster, where we either brine or inject hams, you know, and this stuff also preserves the ham, but it's also to give the texture and the flavor and the appearance of that cured ham as well, and you know, can be equally as good depending on what you're really looking for.
Cool. Now, as I understand, ham, is it only from the leg?
Yeah, man. Ham specifically just refers to the whole back leg, and man, you know, you can, you know, a lot of times we'll cure those hams and smoke them in our smokehouses here, and then you know, you can, that way it's just a heat up type ham product. But you know, there's also fresh ham too, and you know, fresh ham is the same cut. It's just not the cured and smoked ham like we're used to. And you know, all you got to do is Google fresh ham recipes, and you can, you know how to cook a fresh ham that wouldn't be, you know, have nitrites or anything like that in it, you know, as well. But if that was what you were looking for.
Cool. So, I mean, I imagine then, you know, bone-in is what you're dealing with mostly, but obviously there are a lot of hams sold bone-out. Is there is one better than the other?
I'm going to prefer bone-in, hands down, every time. I think the bone imparts a special flavor in that ham when we cook it, and then obviously when, you know, when we ship them out and the customer cooks it, that bone flavor is worked all the way through the whole ham. So I think the bone-in actually makes the flavor better. And then also, man, you know, you always love having that bone left over at the end of the day to throw in, you know, some boiling water and make your stocks or use them for ham and beans, the ham hocks for beans or whatever. So all the little nibblings, you also can end up making another meal when you have that bone there afterwards. So
good point. And what about slicing the ham? I mean, what do you do, bone in versus bone out? Any tips?
Yeah, the bone ends are going to be a little bit more difficult to slice, but as far as the ham goes, there isn't a whole lot of bone to it. There's basically the one femur bone that runs through the center. You'll have the shank bone on the other end when it can get you a little bit more complicated, but still not too bad. And then the H bone that's in the ham can give you a little bit of problem too, but as long as you know, take your knife and cut next to those bones, and then you can, you know, make big slices in it. There's plenty of room there. Being that there's just that one femur bone running through the very center, so you know that you can make big slices off the ham in any direction. It doesn't really matter at that point, so it's pretty simple to take off the bone, really.
Good stuff. And last question I have here from somebody. How long do you need to cook hams? They say they have a recipe that says 145 degrees, but, I mean, that seems high.
Yeah, you know, our bone-in hams that we produce here are fully cooked for Heritage Foods, are fully cooked. So we've already taken them to that 145-degree mark. And in doing that, we kill all any kind of dangerous bacteria that there could possibly be there, even though there's really not. The hams are cured. We chill them really fast. And so they go in the bag fully cooked hams. So really all a customer needs to do when they pull that ham out to get ready to cook it and heat it up for dinner is any kind of traditional prep that you like, brown sugar, maple syrup, pineapple, apple juice, anything like that that you can, you know, coat that ham in would be good. A lot of people like to stick cloves in the ham in various places too when they reheat. And but then again, that's all we're talking about is a reheat type situation. So get it up to 130, you know, 135 degrees at the most, but it's already fully cooked. So you can take that ham out of the package. You can slice it and eat it right then. So there's no need to actually cook it. And so, yeah, I mean, all you're doing is just heating that thing up to, you know, to warm, to the desired warmth that you want to eat it at. So.
Awesome. Any other ham tips you want to share with our listeners?
Man, just, I don't know. Ham tips to share. Man, just don't overcook it. Utilize that ham hock afterwards. It's one of the best parts. Other than that, just enjoy the salty, flavorful goodness, and that's about it.
Beautiful. Lou, thank you as always, man.
All right, thank you, Jack. You guys have a great one now.
You too. You've been listening to Ask the Meat Man on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm Jack Inslee. We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.